The following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you by our friends at Wizards in Midtown Memphis. Have been an institution for a long, long time. You can find them on Madison Avenue, 1999 Madison Avenue. They're open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's a really cool spot. It's an unusual gift store. It is an alternative smoke shop. It has so much to go see. In fact, they've got they're the home of the great the lava lamp. You can go get you one. They look groovy anyway. We got one in our studio at Radio Memphis. Plus, they got some really groovy t-shirts and hats and stuff like that, and the Woodwick candle. It's a great place to go, and you can shop online too. Those of you not in the Memphis area can do so by looking for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com. It says WizX on it. Yeah, the little wizard on there. Click on that and it'll take you right to their shop, and they'll ship it right to your door anywhere in the United States of America. Go check it out. It is it's Wizards, because it's still smoking. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. Rocking along here as we steam further into what is lovingly referred to as pumpkin spice season. It's the white girl's favorite aphrodisiac, apparently. I don't know. There's pumpkin spice everything, and it's I blame Starbucks for this. I really do. You know, they have to put all these flavorings in their coffee because, quite frankly, it's a bit bitter for my palate, at least. And I could of course have said something far worse, but I didn't. My opinion only. That's just how that is. But nevertheless, it'll be pumpkin spice and stuff everywhere, and there'll be, you know, that ushers in the Halloween thing. And here's the thing about pumpkins too. There's something about them that when you cut open the top as you're making your little jack-o'-lantern for your Halloween fun and wackiness, I love sticking my face down in there and taking a big whiff of that smell. There's something about that smell of just a raw pumpkin. I love it to death. But and I guess that makes me sort of, well, Rick, you just like that pumpkin spice too, don't you? Look, it's just cinnamon. That's all it is cinnamon and a couple of other things, but and maybe some vanilla. I don't know. We will be inundated with it as such, but it's an opinion. That's the thing about opinions. They are everywhere. The old adage, they're like assholes. Everybody's got one. If you go to my Facebook page, and feel free to do so. It's not one of those that, you know, anybody can look at it without friending it or following it. I could give a shit either way, but if you'll notice as you go through my feed that I never really put anything opinionated up there, unless it's like a joke or something to that effect. I'm not one of these guys that's going to tell you should vote for this person because that person is blah 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 blah. And I don't do all that. There's no point in it. Nobody cares about that kind of thing. Yeah, they really don't. And when you get into a conversation with somebody, which I see 1,000 times a day, a conversation that turns into an argument, if you will, and there's back and forth posts about this, that, or the, whatever the topic may be, you discover that somebody in there is a keyboard cowboy. They are the ones that are, they're going to shut everything down. They're the ones that they go and they make posts onto like comment sections of newspapers, or on like a comment section on this thing, which you can do if you know where to look. You can do it if you'd like. I don't know. These people are the ones that are going to tell you how wrong you are and how much your idea sucks. But here's what I have learned about these people. They will never do that in person. There's a certain amount of bravery that occurs behind the keyboard on your laptop, your phone, your desktop, whatever you're using. There is a certain amount of, and not really anonymity. I mean, people will know who you are, of course, unless you sign in under a fake name or a nickname or something to that effect. But in public, if that conversation to occur, say, I don't know, at a bar or something like that, you're not necessarily going to hear the things that people will post in social media. And I think a lot of that is the fear of actually having to confront that and that sound coming out of their face. Because I'll say that, I'll see something ridiculous up there, and I bite my tongue 99% of the time, but sometimes I will see something that is completely ridiculous, and I'll say something to the effect of, did you really think that this is true, or did you lose a bet? And had to post this, because that's just it. There's this thing about, you know, well, it's a false bravery. Just because you have a platform to broadcast upon doesn't necessarily mean you must broadcast everything you're thinking. There is no such thing as discretion anymore. It doesn't exist anymore because people are too bound and determined to make their statements about this, that, or the other and their opinions as though, when these opinions come out, they are completely unsolicited. That's the thing about them. Unless somebody says, hey, what do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? And then, you know, okay, now you're opening up the door for an opinion, okay? Because you're interested in what that other person is thinking about whatever the topic of the moment may be. But God, nobody ever does that because nobody ever asks for that. They just do it. They really want to, volunteer their point of view to you. And right now, especially, we're all kind of caught in the crossfire of the political discussions that are occurring out there, which, quite frankly, is a bit of a joke. You know, this whole thing that is just, it is just denigrated into a complete and total, I don't know, waste of time, I guess. When you see some of the things that are being said by people in public, and you just shake your head, you really do. And you know, it used to be, especially in the broadcasting business of which I work, that only real true professionals were around a microphone. That's just what you do. We kept the idiots away because nobody really wanted to hear what the idiots are saying, because everybody else is going to go, God, what an idiot. That's why there were professionals that were in this business. And one of the things that have made it so difficult for the radio industry or the television industry is the fact now that everybody can do it. Anybody can go out there and they can post a video, they can post a podcast like this, they can say whatever they want, but they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about. And it is sad because you see certain things become viral, and I'll see these videos and stuff, and you look at, like, on a YouTube channel, and you'll see something has gotten, you know, 20 million views. And that's not an exaggeration. I've seen certain videos that have 16, 17, 18, 20 million views. And in the world of television, if you had 16 million viewers of your television show, you would be a massive star. You would be a huge, huge deal on television. 16 million people can't be wrong. And when you look at some of the things that have those types of viewers and the traffic that some of this content gets, and you just scratch your head and you wonder, what the fuck is wrong with you people? This is not quality. Meanwhile, there are those of us who are professionals who work in this industry who really try really hard to make a living at this and get involved in this new media and with professionally produced product. That's kind of the key here. And yet we can't get past it. There's just no way to figure out how we can survive because there's just so much noise out there. And a lot of what we're having to do right now is we're waiting and watching for all of this to go away. We're gonna get to a point, I think, I hope, we're gonna get to a point where people are just gonna get tired of listening to that crap. They're going to get tired of looking at these people. They're just not going to give them any mind. Our attention spans, of course, have gotten so short, and that's, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing because it allows us to be able to consume that much more. We can see more. We can, you know, you read articles in the news and, you know, you can get the gist of what's going on within the first couple of sentences and really kind of get an idea of what's going on. That's how newspapers have always been written, because they've known that if you want to read more, you can continue. It's there. But for a lot of people, reading a newspaper was the headline, the first couple of paragraphs, and then that was it, unless there was some really other interesting material in there, that information that they needed. But for the most part, it's not. It's just a matter of disseminating information. Whereas in social media now, we've got that down to just a few words. And along with that becomes an opinion, an unsolicited opinion, mind you, but still it's an opinion nonetheless. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a good thing. And it's typically, it's not. That's the thing. Because right now in this politically charged environment that we're in at the current moment, nobody agrees with anything. That's just it. Nobody is agreeing with other people. Unless you have some like-minded individuals, and there you're not educating anybody. If you like candidate A and you badmouth candidate B, there are people that will agree with that because they agree with the same things you like. But the second you try and make an educated statement about anything that occurs out there, then you're going to be jumped on by one of these cowboys who, you know, they... You know, oh, this is the right way to do it, and this is how blah blah blah. This is how you suck, and rah 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 rah. But there's just no point and basis of reality for any of that. And you know what I'm talking about, because the people that listen to this thing are inherently smart. I know this. I know this to be true. Such as it is. But that's just it. Unsolicited opinions are things that people really don't give a shit about. Why do you have to? Because you feel better. You feel, I guess, you must feel better about yourself if you get this thought off of your chest and out the door it goes. Like I said earlier, just because you have a platform to broadcast upon doesn't necessarily mean that you should. It's like people who think that they're funny and they're trying to make a joke and they're not. There's a lot of that out there, and we all know who those people are. Lord have mercy. I know some, I know a lot of those people, and you know they're trying to be cute and trying to be funny, and they turn out to be just, you know, really an insult. It's just you don't even laugh at it, because it's just you just shake your head and you just, God, that these thoughts are actually rolling around in your head, and I'm supposed to really buy into this? Gee, man, where do I sign up for your newsletter? It's the same thing when you're arguing with a conspiracy theorist, and we've talked about this before. It's really a no-win situation, because they're always going to have this correct argument. But here is what I do know. If you have a conversation with a conspiracy theorist in person, those conversations never really occur. Unless they're amongst themselves, the like-minded will have that discussion themselves. But a conspiracy theorist, you know, like people like that 9/11 was an inside job. Personally, I find that statement to be deeply offensive. Granted, you know, what happens when you're offended? Nothing. But in that particular case, you're insulting dead people. You're insulting 3,000 people that died needlessly at the hands of a bunch of idiots. And that... When they go, well, it was an inside job to justify a war and blah, all the theories that come out of it. And it's just, it's stupid. It really is. It's insulting. Having said that, these people don't necessarily say anything in public with their face, you know, because then they know they're being heard. There's a difference when you actually hear the sounds of the words that are coming out of someone's face, as opposed to reading them in a blind, you know, Facebook post or a Twitter post or whatever the case may be, because it's easily dismissed. It's either designed, and most of this is designed, I'll give you this, most of this is designed to provoke a response, because they can sit there at their keyboard and just dash away whatever rebuttal that they have. There's like that cartoon that you've probably have seen. It has been around the web. Sorry, honey, I can't go to bed. Someone is wrong on the internet. And they're starting a fight. Granted, there are times when fights on Facebook are actually quite amusing, especially for those of us that are not involved in that conversation. We just casually watch this unfold and realize that it's really quite silly. It is. It's just beyond silly. This statement there, or the series of statements that I've made thus far into this show, is probably building up a head of steam for some people that are pretty pissed off with that. Oh my God, Rick is wrong about all of this. Oh, you know, because I am right and you are wrong. Everybody has now become a fucking expert at everything. And I've never realized just how smart everybody has just totally became. When something happens in the world, some bit of news, some, I don't know, a terrorist attack. Let's use that as an example. Let's say there was a terrorist attack somewhere. And an investigation has gone underway. There are so many just John Does and Jane Does that will jump onto that story and immediately assign blame where they don't necessarily have the facts. And that's just it. You don't need facts to get in the way of a good story. And that happens far too often. And it's sad. It really is. It's kind of pathetic, really. Because we have now really erased all doubt as to just how silly these people really are and how pointless it all has become. Social media, in its ultimate design, was designed to be social. It was designed to connect people with people. It's all well and good. Those are great intentions. But because of that, we have now stopped talking. We have now stopped listening. And that is the problem. That's an unfortunate thing, because I think we've lost the ability to maintain a conversation with our fellow man. And that's really kind of terrifying, because now we don't know what those words really do sound like. That's why I enjoy doing this show, because there's nothing written here. There's no script. There's no predetermined thought as to how I have an idea when I start what direction I'm going in, and I don't necessarily know where it's going to wind up. I mean, we're what, halfway through this thing, and I have really no idea how this thing will end. I do know that when you engage in a conversation with somebody and you're face to face and you can see the look on their faces when they're hearing the things that you're saying, there's a lot of subtle communication that is going on. That is nonverbal, and that tells you so much about how the conversation is going. And in a situation like this, where you're not really seeing me sit here behind a microphone, you're not really missing a whole hell of a lot, to be honest with you. The thought process that I must go through, because obviously I can't hear what you're thinking. I can kind of guess. Oh, you're full of shit, bro. It's a lot of that. I'm not laughing at myself. I'm laughing at the reality of what that really is, because people are people. We're an argumentative bunch. We want to so badly start a fight with somebody. Why that is, I don't know. I guess we feel that being argumentative makes us feel important, and I think that's what social media has given us. Is the ability to feel as though we belong to something. This is my area. This is what I think, and this is what I'm going to do. And really, quite frankly, unless you are a certified true expert of this or have experience in certain matters, there's a lot of things that you just really should just shut up about. Is that harsh? Yeah, it's very harsh, because the reality is quite simple. When you have an opinion unsolicited that is flying in the faces of people who may know what the hell is actually going on or have actual experience in these matters, or you're just conjecturing, you know, you're just making shit up on the fly, perhaps, that becomes a really good indicator of just how blind you are. And that's a problem. And there's so many people out there that I don't want to know as blind people. I don't want them to feel like that. You know, I don't want to feel that way about them either. You know, because there's people I have respect for that sometimes I'll see something that they post and it's like, oh wow, you really think like that, do you? And I, you know, we've all seen that. There was a guy. He's a friend of mine on Facebook. I've known him most of my life. We went to school together. He doesn't live here. I don't even know that he knows that this show exists. Perhaps he does. Right? At any rate, I had to quit following him on Facebook because of some of the incredible things that he would write. And I was saddened by that. I mean, you can have your opinions. That's all well and good. I'm not saying don't, but But to just rub this into the faces of people just really, it just rubbed me the wrong way. So I wound up having to unfollow the guy. I mean, we're still friends and stuff on Facebook, and that's all well and good. I don't agree with him. And he made it obvious. He made that decision for me. Because I've never engaged in a debate or an argument. Look, I mean, look, if I'm going to create a Facebook fight, I would probably pit two completely ridiculous notions together to make people think. For example, mayonnaise or Miracle Whip? I've gotten miles and miles of mileage out of I just got a lot of mileage out of that joke. And it's fascinating to watch people just come completely apart. Right now, you're sitting there thinking about it. Well, I don't know. I think I'm more of a mayonnaise kind of guy. And then you go, oh no, that's a Miracle Whip thing, man. That's, you know, but that's just it. That's a prime example of how these arguments will happen. Sometimes, and I will say this, there are times, in the course of broadcasting on the air, when Kate and I are doing a bit, there will be times I will say something that I don't necessarily agree with, but I do that so I'm not necessarily agreeing with what she's saying. Even though I may agree with her, I will play the devil's advocate for a moment and be the other voice just to see how this conversation will go. And I like doing that, but it's always on harmless things. It's certainly, you know, if she goes, well, I don't like rape, I'm not going to sit and go, well, you know, rape can be kind of fun. I don't do that. You pick your battles, of course, but if she's talking about, you know, how she may have a professed love for Miracle Whip, I may say, well, mayonnaise is where it's at. That's a little bit more fun, because then you're watching an interesting conversation, you know, develop. And that's what we should be doing as people. We are trying to have conversations. It's okay to have a difference of opinion. Jeff Janowitz and I, Jeff, of course, is the co-host of The Blues Show that I do on Sunday nights at radio-memphis.com at 8 p.m. Central. How was that for a promo? But, you know, he's a big movie fan, and he goes to a lot of movies. And, you know, he and I, we have differences of opinion on movies all the time. So I'll say, hey, did you see such and such film? And he, a lot of times he'll go, yeah, I saw it and you're going to hate it. You know, because he knows how I am about certain things. But there's things that I like that he may not like. And that's fine. That's what makes us people. That's the differences of it. There's trillion people on this planet? I don't know, how many people? 7 billion people, quadrillion. There's a bunch of Brazilians here. And that number represents the number of different opinions that exist. Yeah, we have a lot of common ground on certain things, but, you know, a lot of times we're all very, very different. You go into a room of dogs. Here's a good example. You go into a room full of dogs, and they're all the same breed. Let's say you go into a room full of Shih Tzus, and they're all doing what Shih Tzus do. They're being dogs. They're doing their thing. But let's say there's, I don't know, a dozen of them in there. And as you're hanging out with these dogs, you realize that each one of those dogs is a little bit different than the other. They may all sort of look the same. They may all have certain proclivities. But at the same time, they're all very different dogs. They all have their likes and dislikes. That's what makes an individual. Am I comparing people to dogs? Yep, I sure am. And there's a good reason for it, too. It's not much of a stretch to find somebody who'll hump one's leg. There is that. Or sniff someone's butt because they find it amusing, such as it is. But I guess the point of all of this, though, is, you know, be careful what you post out there. If you find a news story and just blindly post it without researching it, you're not going to come across as a very endearing person in my book. My God, how many times has Will Smith's kid blown his brains out? You know, they just, oh my God, Will Smith's son is dead. Oh, it's like one of the most enduring internet hoaxes of all time. That and Willie Nelson's death. Of course, here I am. I'm doing this, and by the time this thing airs, it could have happened. But that's what I mean. They'll just blindly share this thing. And it's not just people's lives or death or whatever the case may be, but it may be a news story. Some completely ridiculous, fraudulent, hoaxy story that comes out there that is written specifically to satisfy that itch of certain people that they know are going to like it. And then it doesn't have to be true. It's just, they're just going to write it. They're just going to bullshit their way through this thing, and they're going to lay it out there. It's like when you see the meme where blank blank destroys blank blank. When I see that, I immediately just go right past it. Because it's, I hate that. It's, we have to use the word destroy on something to really get our attention. That makes no sense to me. It's just, I don't know. It's I guess it's because it's overused. It's hackneyed. It's insane. It's silly. Why can't we just go back to talking about beer and boobies? Wouldn't that be nice? Isn't that just all we really want is a pair of each?
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
They sounded like they have known each other for years. Maybe, you know, go out and have, you know, dinner dates and that kind of thing. Obviously something was, you know, they had known each other for a long time. And so there wasn't a hey, how are you type of moment, unless that happened earlier on before, you know, maybe they ran into each other over by the meat department. I don't know. But, you know, they're carrying on this conversation and there was nothing there. It was this vacuum. And it was kind of sad. It was kind of tragic, really. Because here were two people who have a pretty good grasp of the English language, at least enough to be, you know, comfortable in their conversation with another soul. And yet, nothing was being said. There wasn't even a one trying to outdo the other, because if that were going on, then that would mean that one of them was actually paying attention to what the other one was talking about.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
You know, you always have that that look of disdain for your friends that play the guitar really well, because, you know, you're sitting there going, man, I wish I could play like that. Well, you can, my friend. If you've dabbled a little bit and you wanna learn how to play, check out the New York City Guitar School. There's a link on our website at radio-memphis.com that will hip you to it, because this is how it works. All you have to do is click on that little banner ad that says play guitar, learn to play guitar, or guitar lessons, whatever the case may be. Go there and take a look at what they have to offer. This allows you to learn to play the guitar in the privacy of your home. Learn guitar now, it says. Hundreds of online videos, it says. And you can get a lifetime access for a really low rate that's less than $100. And you can learn to play the guitar with no one, you know, judging you. You don't have to worry about it. You can learn to play and get up to speed in the privacy of your own home. And then, when you're comfortable, break out that guitar the next time you're at that party. And you never know, you might get lucky. You might get laid. I don't know. Take a look at it. It's the New York City Guitar School. Their banner ads at our website at radio-memphis.com. Click there, and there's a free video there to go check it out. And if this is up your alley, then knock yourself out. All right, speaking of music, it's time to get into some. We've got for you a great tune here that people that have never heard the song, when they hear it, they've almost immediately fall in love with it. It's a great song. The video to this is absolutely just delightful. It's called Dead Right Now, and it is from... You have to listen to the words of this, because it's. I want to sit down with Dan, the guy that Dan Cunningham. I want to sit down with Dan sometime, and I want to talk to him about this song, because it's very direct. And I just want to know if there's somebody in mind that he has that he wrote this about, and I really want to know. It's a great song. It's rather uplifting for a rather dark subject, I can give you that, but it's such a fun song, and I hope you enjoy it. It was produced by our good friend Mr. DJ Bay. You can find him at Radio Memphis on Saturday mornings at 10:30 with the DJ Bay Radio Show. He produced this tune and did such a great job with it. But check it out. It's Dan Cunningham, Dead Right Now, from Radioland.
So I hope you're dead right now, face down in the mud, or drowning in a pool of your own blood. And I hope that thoughts of me kept you cold inside as you curled up and died. And I hope you're dead right now, dead right now, dead. And I hope the truck was big, or the snake was mean, or the blade was dull and extremely unclean. So I've made this curse, I hope that cough just gets worse, till it brings a spot of blood to your lips. and the body bag's too small. You can't fit in it at all, and it pinches your skin when it zips. And I hope you're dead right now, dead right now, dead. And I want you to know, I hope you bleed out real slow. I don't want it to be over quick. I hope it takes time and you pay for your crimes. It's what you get for being a dick. And I'd love to be there enthralled with your despair, but I simply have better things to do. So my thoughts go wild, scream and shout until your final breath is through. And I hope you're dead right now, dead right now, dead, dead right now, dead right now.
It's just makes you happy to hear it. I don't know why. I can relate. I think we can all relate to the guy. But the video is out there. You can find it in YouTube. And what's nice about it is it's just this caricature of the angel of death, if you will. The Grim Reaper having a bad day. And it's clever. It's very cool. So our thanks to Dan for that tune, and we're looking forward to more great music from him. So there you go. That's that. You heard what's coming up next week, and that's all good. We're all good to go there. So in the meantime, take care of yourselves, take care of one another. Please watch your mouth when you get on social media. Don't look like an ass. Just because you can broadcast doesn't mean that perhaps maybe you should. Perhaps you should, I don't know, temper it a little bit. Be wise on what you say. Because those of you that don't really, really make us all look kind of silly. I don't know. Quit shooting yourselves too, by the way, for God's sake. That's it. I'm done. I'm out of here. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.